Greetings, everybody. Good evening. This is Tantra Cafe, and I am your host, Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to bbsradio.com. I really want to welcome everyone tonight, all the listeners. I'm intending for a lot of people to be listening tonight, and I might even get some calls, I think, because of the outrageously amazing guests that I have this evening, the people from People Unlimited, who are physically immortal, and I'm going to introduce them in just a moment. I want to let you know about this program. It's called Tantra Cafe because I am a teacher of Tantra, and usually each week I do something in the very beginning called an appetizer or an appetizer where I demystify something about Tantra. I take away the negative hype that people have heard about it and give people a sense of understanding about how their body, mind, and spirit connects all together. And I take away just the idea that it's only something sexual. This week, however, though, for my appetizer, I want to talk a little bit about the next natural conversation and explain to you exactly how I got the guests I have on the show tonight and why they're on the show. Like, what does that have to do with Tantra? Especially for those of you who have been listening to me loyally each week, wanting to know more and more and educate yourselves more and more about Tantra. This week, I have guests who are into physical immortality, and I really want to explain to you where that's coming from in terms of why I'm interested in this conversation. You know, for years I've been practicing Tantra for about 12, 13 years, and in my workshops now that I teach, we get into some spaces that feel like they're timeless and also feel like they're spaceless and feel like they're gravity-less. So we could say that with some of the breath techniques we do and some of the embodiment we do, like getting our bodies feeling and sensitized and really experiencing things in the senses, sometimes we start to feel like there's a timelessness about our lives. And many of us start to feel like maybe there is no time. Time, no time. Space, no space. Gravity, no gravity. And that gives people a sense of feeling immortal in a certain way. And being back in the body and listening to the body's signals, listening to what the body says inside the senses, listening to the sensation in the body, it's certainly expanded me beyond anything that I ever dreamed, because basically before that I was just a talking head. And even though I was back in the body, I didn't exactly conceptualize that perhaps I was entering to a realm of a deathless life, like life forever. I didn't put those words on it, even though I was starting to have a feeling. I noticed that I was age-defying, like I was reversing my age by doing these practices. I noticed that I was feeling more vital than ever, and I was feeling more potent than ever. And I still didn't go there, like I didn't bridge that gap up until the time I met these three people that I have on my show this evening. So I started Tantra in 1996, and in April of this year, 2008, I feel so fortunate to have basically stumbled upon People Unlimited as they were visiting New York. So tonight, I wanted to bridge that for you, for anyone who's listening out there. Tonight, I'm bridging the conversation of Tantra and the feelings of being empowered in the body, being empowered in the intentions, having things happen because we're back connected, body, mind, and spirit. The next place to go, the next natural conversation to go, is physical immortality. And so without further ado, I want to introduce my guests by telling you a little bit about them, and then I'm going to welcome them to the show. I have three guests tonight. They're all the leaders of a group called People Unlimited. The first one is Chuck, Charles Paul Brown, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about him. He was a minister when he first got exposed to the concept of physical immortality, and it soon became more than an idea. As he experienced what he termed a cellular awakening, the reality of deathless living came upon him. So he got a call for physical immortality. And then he met Bernadine. And Bernadine is a dynamic speaker who has touched audiences in 25 countries. She first heard about physical immortality about 40 years ago. And it was mentioned by a minister in a religious context, but Bernie took what she heard at face value and rapidly shed her church background in search of a truly deathless way of life. So there's starting to be a common theme here, a deathless way of life, or life to its full extent. James Stroll came to physical immortality by way of integral yoga and the teachings of Sri Aurobindo. By the way, my tantra lineage also comes from Sri Aurobindo, just to, for people listening. And Jim sought to create a super body to match the so-called super consciousness of the yogis in India by studying with Sri Aurobindo. He continued his pursuit of unlimited living by becoming one of the first people to study psycho-cybernetics, and some of you have heard of that. It has to do with ridding yourself of emotional scarring. When Jim heard Chuck and Bernie speak on physical immortality, he knew he found his true passion. And let me tell you something. Since I've heard the three of them speak on physical immortality, I have found my true passion. So without further ado, I want to introduce Chuck, Bernie, and Jim to my show, Tantra Cafe. Greetings, the three of you. Hello.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Laurie. Thank you for having us on your show.
Yes.
I'm so excited to have you on my show, and I don't know if my listeners have any idea, but I certainly have so much excitement having you on my show, because I've just spent the last week with you.
Yeah, so that was the best. It was the best having you here with us in Scottsdale, and we've the whole time this week looked forward to being with you now, so this is special for us, too.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's very special.
Well, I don't know which one of you wants to go first and tell us a little bit something. And really, basically, how did you get into immortality? Chuck, maybe you should start because you seem to have started in this group. How did you get into immortality?
Well, it was in the spring of 1960, I had what you've already expressed, a cellular awakening, and I was quite astounded, quite amazed. So much transformation took place in my life that it took me into a complete different dimension, and I began to become aware as to the program of death, how it has permeated throughout all the cultures of life of human beings. And so after a couple of years, after telling friends and colleagues and family, I wanted more. I met Bernadine 9 months after I awakened, and she was awakening to physical immortality. And it's been quite a journey. And we've traveled into 26 different countries, and we are more intense than ever before. It's the only way, as far as we're concerned. As far as I'm concerned, I'll speak for myself. And the quality that we create together, it's absolutely shaking, it's earth-shaking in that it changes the consciousness of the body as well as the entire molecular structure of the body to where it's not just a belief any longer, it's not something that's a philosophy or conceptualized, but it becomes a part of you biologically, and in that you don't just turn it on and off at will. It's who and what you are. It's who and what one is. And that was with myself. I thought when I first awakened that I would perhaps turn it off because my parents didn't understand what was happening to me, as well as a number of other people. And I found that because with the truth or philosophy, you can turn it on and off at will. You can debate, you can discuss with someone and have an opinion of and about. But when it's what you are biologically, and that's why I use the term the cellular awakening, because once it happens on a cellular awakening, it takes it beyond the conscious awareness. and there begins to be the language of the body that is transmitting this, and it is supersedes the conscious mind that has been programmed by death-oriented culture. And I'm thrilled to be with you, Lori, tonight. And we have, being physically immortal, we have forever, and yet we only have right now to really enjoy one another, this moment.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, what you're talking about, my listeners should not be unfamiliar to, because they are aware of awakening cellular things in the body. We're aware of getting rid of cellular memories of trauma, and we're aware of, like, repatterning the neurology. So that's why I'm telling people this is the next comment. This is the natural place to go with everything that we've been talking about in terms of Tantra, and this is beyond. This is beyond.
It really is.
Let me give people a way to call us, and then I'm going to hear from Jim or Bernie. Let me just tell people how they can call in case they have any questions for you as we're going along. So you're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. I'm Laurie Handler, your host, and let me tell you all how to call in. If you're in the USA or Canada, you can call in on 888-228-4494. If you're anywhere else in the world, you can call in on 877-489-6350. And if you want, you can send us a message on BBS Fast Chat. You have to go to bbsradio.com website and scroll over to the right column and a little bit down and click on Fast Chat. Okay, Jim, I think I heard you coming in there to say something to us.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, because Chuck is... stirred me up quite a bit in his expression and your expression, Laurie, about your experience in Tantra and realizing that you felt like you were headed all the time to a deathless living, and now you found it, and that's what I personally experienced, is I've come home to my body, you might say, come home to other people that really are interested and excited about creating a deathless life. And I think it's important to say, just in case some people might not be totally clear, we are talking about physical immortality, not spiritual immortality. There's a big difference. We're talking about that our physical bodies that we have right now, living forever. We feel our bodies have the innate ability to continuously regenerate. But we've defeated that ability through the constant toxic environment, not only the physical environment that we have in the world, but the human toxic environment, I think, is one of the most deadly that we've created, that has been destructive to the real building of our bodies, or the real true potential of living forever. I think that's our true potential, is being here and being able to continuously renew ourselves. Our cells have the ability to continuously regenerate. Our bones renew themselves every 7 years. People will say, well, gee, you know, aging is natural. Well, we don't think aging is natural. We think living, real living, and living perpetually is natural. I mean, already in the last, 50 years, 60 years, we almost doubled the lifespan. And now they're talking, you can hear this all the time on the news, you hear people saying, oh, well, there's a possibility of living to 120, you know, and so, you know, if 120, why not 125? And 125, why not 150? It's just perpetual from there. We break these death barriers. And it's so important, because out of that, we're ending what's called short-term survival, where people are constantly just living in a survival mode, not really taking responsibility for their life completely, taking responsibility to make this world a better world. We're unlimited in what we can do. That's why we call our company Million People Unlimited, because actually Bernie came up with that when we first started People Unlimited about almost 12 years ago now, and because we really are unlimited in what we can create, not only by ourselves, but people coming collectively together, and that's what we're about. We're out to find more people in this world who really want to live, who want to end the sentence of death. And you know, there's all kinds of great things to do in this world, all kinds of wonderful attractions, beautiful ideas and beliefs. But if we don't have our bodies, what do we have? Nothing. But by living and having our bodies, we can have everything. We enjoy everything. There's all kinds of different beautiful things to do in this world. A guy told me yesterday who was with us, he said, I'm excited. He said, I talked to my, and this guy just awakened to physical mortality maybe few months ago, and he's really excited. He said he talked to his dad a short time ago, and his dad was telling him how exciting it was for him to live and see the age of the horse and buggy and experience that, and then see the age of us being able to go on the moon, human beings being able to go on the moon. So that was quite a life of events to see. And this individual said, I'm excited about living 1,000 years and seeing all the things that we can experience together, all the exciting things that we create, and also deepening our human experience with each other. So there's so much to live for, and this is what we're out to do, is encourage people to live a deathless life.
Yeah, Jim, that's beautiful. Bernie, you want to say something? There was something. Go ahead.
I will, Lori. It's a privilege to be on your show, Lori, and you are such an amazing, beautiful woman. I adore you. But anyway, I just want to say that I've been here for 71 years. I'm not 71 years old. I've been here for 71 years, and I'm not planning my death or my end. I have a future. I'm looking forward to a great life, futuristic. I'm already experiencing that moment by moment, and I find that there is no death when you're living every moment fully alive, fully vibrant, an abundant living. It's like there is no, you know, people talk about dying healthy, but really, like we hear a lot of that now. People are talking about, you know, take good care of your body, you'll die healthy. But I'm saying that when you're healthy, there is no death. And this is what I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing the longer I'm here, the more wonderful it is to be here, the better I feel in my body. I'm not going the programmed way that human beings are supposed to go at certain years, you know. We're creating a whole new world for us. I just feel so excited about it. I'm excited to be alive. I'm not retiring. I'm not giving to a retired life. I love to work. I love to move. I love the work I do, and I find it exciting. And we just have such a great communion together. The more people we find that really want to live, it adds to us. Every person is different and so vital. We're all such tremendous expressions in this world, and we can't, adore one another enough. It's just like the difference of us is so important. It's so good that we're not all the same. We're all different expressions, but we have a real feeling about the physical body and how magic it is. Really, there's never been given the importance of how vital and how tremendous the physical body is. We've never gone into the depths to really venture have an adventure of the physical body, to really go into the depths to find out what it's really all about. We've been great inventors of a lot of things in this world, and it's huge and it's great, but to really get into how magnificent the physical body is that creates all these wonderful things. And it's like from the dust we came to the dust we return. Well, that's not what I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing that I came from a physical body and I'm here to stay. So for me, it's the greatest awakening for me. I mean, I'm just so grateful that I woke up to who we are today, rather than going the way that humanity's always created for themselves an end. And we're not doing that today. We're creating a life without end.
That's so great, Bernie. Thanks for sharing that. You know, we're going to break in a couple of minutes. Just one thing, though, that first of all, I want people to know, when I describe you, particularly Bernie, I say, well, here's a woman who's, like, beautiful. She's 71 years on the planet, and she looks great for somebody 25. I always say that. I say, if you were to see her, how she is, how she moves, how she dresses, how vital she is and potent, I say, you know, she outclasses people who are already, like, you know, feeling their death urge when they're like in their 20s, and there are so many people like that. You are, Bernie. You just you're so vibrant, and
thank you. And
I think that everybody, you know, deserves to see you. Like, actually, they should give that as a gift to themselves to come and see you all when you're in New York next, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. But people should, people need to come and see you. They really need to come and see you. So we're going to break here for a moment. We're just going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to tell people how to get in touch with you and how to find you. And we're going to talk about you coming to New York. And we'll continue with the conversation. We've already, by the way, we've already gotten one fast chat from Mariana on the BBS Radio fast chat. She says, Mariana says, I am living forever with them. So you, Mariana's with the community, and she's listening in tonight. I just want to let you know that. Okay, so you're listening to Tantra Cafe. This is Lori Handler, your host. We're on bbsradio.com, and we're going to take a break. In a moment, we'll be back with my guests, Chuck, Bernie, and Jim from People Unlimited. Stay tuned.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about, talk about, live for is sex. Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you're just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. So right now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. You can go to www.sexandhappiness.com. Order now. You owe it to yourself.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Never heard of Eve's Garden? Listen, if you're a woman who wants to receive more pleasure and more sensation in your life, you really should try Eve's Garden. Eve's Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials that enhance mind, body, and spirit. For over 30 years now, Eve's Garden has been encouraging women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and honor the sacredness of sex. Eve's Garden wants women to clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. If you're in New York, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. The number there is 800-848-3837. And please remember to mention Tantra Cafe. Better yet, go to www.evesgarden.com/tantracafe, and for a limited time, receive 15% off all your purchases just because you're listening to my show.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and this is Tantra Cafe that you're listening to on bbsradio.com. And I'm very excited with my special guests here tonight, three guests. I have Chuck, Bernie, and Jim from People Unlimited, and they're talking about physical immortality. And if you'd like to call in and you have any questions for them, you can call in. Just a second. I lost my connection to the numbers to call in, but we'll continue, and I'll let you know in a moment. Here we go. You can call in on 888-228-4494 from the USA and Canada. I encourage you to call in and ask them anything you'd like to know about physical immortality. So, I know, Bernie, we left off with you, and there was something that I wanted to say to you about... Oh yeah, you have talked about getting better and better and how you are refusing, you are denying death and you're refusing to go the way that people go when they talk about the death urge, like knock them dead, or this food is to die for, or whatever, you know, different things like that. Can you speak a little bit more about that for us?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, the thing is, I'm in contact now. We've created a lot of people with us who really feel what we feel, and it adds so much to the physical body. It's like we all need that kind of nourishment and encouragement, because what we're doing has never been done before. We know that, and we face all of the realities of death. It's very real. But what we're experiencing today, that the body is so capable, given the right environment and given a communion and a communication with other people who feel the same way, it strengthens our physical body. I find that I respond physically, mentally, my nervous system, my emotions and everything respond to the feeling that I have about my person, of not dying. And the thing is, the longer that I'm here, the stronger my body gets in this. It's like a building takes place within the physical form. We often call ourselves architects of flesh, because that's what we're doing. And I haven't found for myself a weakening of my person. I don't feel lesser than I did when I was in my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, and so on. It's just ongoing, and I derive so much from other people. It's not my own individual trip. It's an experiencing with one another, where we absolutely stir each other, we excite each other, we cause one another to live a way we've never lived before, and our bodies are so vast. It's like our intellect even becomes larger. We're going past just the 10% of the brain. It's like the brain is awakening as we move. Our brain is awakening, and we're seeing we're not experiencing the limitations that come with just the ordinary life and the ordinary human lifespan. And there's so much more that can be said about this, but yeah, this is what I have to say for now about that.
Well, thank you. I mean, thanks for letting, I mean, people really need to know that when they change their mindset about living forever, and when they start to reprogram their cells, they start to reprogram their neurology, then they really do start to feel different, look different, different from the expected, different from what the expected outcome is. Like, they actually retain their vitality, their total vitality. Now, I wanted to ask Chuck and Jim this one. You know, people have said to me, so is there someone around there that's like 300? Like, talk to us a little bit about science, and also about, you know, what happens when someone sarcastically asks you, well, does that mean you're 300? What would be your response to someone?
I'm 3,000.
Brennan, could you speak up?
Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead, Chuck. You were going to say something. Well, the amazing thing is, when a person begins to lose the death urge and a deathist mentality, they begin to see through different eyes. The conversation is different. When I first awakened to physical immortality, I was told I was too young. And then people would say, well, I will believe. If I see you live to be 100, I will then believe that. And I said, no, you won't, because you won't be here to see whether I do or not. And it's like you can't, it's like it's an individual experience. When an individual really hungers to really live, and there begins to be a response or a wake-up of their DNA, and what we term as an immortal DNA, that is there, it's within the body. And when that begins to happen, if there can just be the impregnating or the conversation of that begins to happen between the cells of the body,
And that, in turn, begins to change the program. Like what you experienced before, or expressed before, of the conversation of, oh, it just scared me to death, or I love you to death. The conversation and the languaging is so filled with death that people are totally unaware of it. And that's one of the things when I woke up, that I became so aware of the death language. And it's an unconscious thing that people have, that they've integrated it because death is considered to be inevitable. But we have people that are in their 90s with us. As far as someone being with us 300 years now, we haven't had that, but we will. I intend to be that myself. And I've been here 73 years. I'm in my 73rd year now. And I intend to be here forever. But I know that we cannot prove to people that this reality. It's that which has to happen. It's almost like if the DNA is touched within the body, there begins to be a memory. And in that memory, it begins to take over. And you begin to remember, this is who I am. This is what I was born to be. This is who I was 1,000 years ago. It's who I was a million years ago. And that's not speaking of a spiritual. There's an awareness of this genetic strand that has always been. And that's what is waking up. And the covenant of death that humanity has carried has to be broken. And the death sentence has to be lifted and is being lifted by those who desire. And I tell people it's important that they get off the death row. And they don't see that they're on death row. But they can get they think, well, if I get a sickness, maybe it's under my death. But they can get a reprieve, like on death row for a crime, they get a reprieve. People don't think of themselves as being on death row. But everyone is on death row until they wake up and step out of it, get off of death row. And the same with their wake up, there is that feeling, Laurie, that you are forever, and you want to be with people that are forever.
Yeah.
It's a gravitational pull.
Yes. Chuck, a couple things that, you know, it reminds me, it's like when people ask if you're 300 or if someone's 300, that's kind of like, you know, when Columbus set out in a flat world to find the other side of the ocean, like he was creating it as he went along.
Right.
He had no proof that there was anything beyond the horizon, that there was anything at the end. People thought he was going to just sail his boats off the flatness, like right off the edge.
Right off the edge, yeah.
And you, the three of you, what you're creating is the same kind of thing, like the three of you, you're like the Nina, the Pintona, Santa Maria. You're sailing into immortality, and there's never been proof in our flat world that there is anything like this, and you're willing to live it and speak it and create it as you're sailing.
Yeah, that's great. I love that analogy. It's kind of like we're saying, living is round. Physical mortality is round. It's not flat.
Exactly.
And this kind of toxic thinking, though, has been around since the beginning of humankind, as you're using the analogy of Columbus. I mean, people, you know, when man was conceived the idea of flying, people say, well, if you were supposed to fly, you've been given wings, God was giving you wings. No one's ever flew before, how can you fly? And so, you know, that's just talk common sense here. The reality is that what we're doing has never been done. I mean, there's some talk or some things in the history of humankind indicate that people have lived long lifespans. There's people who, different parts of the world, that claim maybe they're physically immortal or immortal, maybe spiritually. But, you know, there's not documented proof. Maybe up to maybe someone living 150 or something. But the reality is we're doing something entirely new here. We're talking about the masses living deathlessly. A really beautiful visionary, his name is Dr. Ben Bulva, who wrote The Science of Immortality. He has visions, he actually had visions of several tremendous human accomplishments through the last 50 years, and all of them have come true. On his first page of his book, he says, it's not a question whether immortality is going to happen. It's going to happen. In fact, there's already people on Earth right now that are not going to see death. So,
wow.
You know, so we are that people, but we're saying that this is something for everybody to wake up to. Everybody has the potential in their bodies. Not everyone chooses to do that, but we want to wake up people to really realizing that, you know, death is not a really good way to go. It's there's nothing good about death. In fact, Aubrey de Grey, a geneticist, calls it a disease, but a curable disease. So, you know, people think, well, the you know, longer we're here, the worse we have to get. And you know, like Bernie says, the longer we're here, the better we can get. I mean, it's not time that ages us. It's the baggage.
Right.
It's the toxic chemistries we carry. So getting rid of those toxic chemistries, and that's what we're about. We work with people to get rid of the toxic thinking, the toxic way of living, the death programming, so that their bodies can function, their immune systems can function the way they should function. And I really believe that, even from the concept of the Eastern philosophy, the Sri Aurobindo, because he wanted to create, like you said, a super body to match a super consciousness. He said, what are we going to use all of our enlightenment for? Why, what are we, we're wasting it. He said, we should be using it to create a body that will not die. And so this is really what we're saying here. You know, it's great to get all the knowledge and information, but what good is all the information if we keep letting our bodies die? You know, why do we, are we continuously competing and fighting over our belief systems? We ought to be using all, every bit of knowledge, like you spoke, Lori, about the Tantra, gliding the body in every way, bringing forth new ideas of how to stay alive, all the information we've got, bringing it together, using it together with each other to create a deathless world. Because that death is really our worst enemy. You know,
there's
no doubt about it. We're not the enemy of one another. We need to quit fighting one another and fight death.
Well, let me bridge here. We got a fast chat from Michelle. She says, hi, Bernie, Chuck, and Jim, and Laurie. I'm so happy to be living an immortal life with you. Soon to be in Scottsdale. That's from Michelle. And we have Krishna on line 3, and I've asked Scott to bring him in, and I keep losing internet connection, so hopefully Scott can hear me on the broadcast, and you can put Krishna in, see if he has something to say or ask you.
Let's be watching you play with the lightsaber.
Krishna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Anything you want to say to Jim, Chuck, Bernie?
Yeah, the question is do you do the rebirthing practice in the community?
The question is, do you do rebirthing practice in the community? Because we know that you know Leonard Orr, so there's a wondering here about any rebirthing practices.
Yes, we do. We don't do rebirthing in our events, but we have people who are rebirthers that are involved with us. And in fact, Luli, who all of you guys met when you were here, does rebirthing with her programs and does those rebirthings right at our center when she uses when she does her program at our center during nights that we aren't there. She actually rents a center from us, so we have rebirthers in our community and people with us, quite a few of them do rebirthing. I think it's a great body work.
Good. Thanks for letting us know. And Krishna, thanks for that question.
Yeah, thanks.
Because I know you had that question for them. Something else? No? Yes? No? Okay. In a second, we're going to break again. We're going to have another commercial break. And I want to let everyone know that you're listening to Tantra Cafe and that I'm your host, Laurie Handlers. And I'm here with my guests, who are three amazingly immortal beings, Chuck, Bernie, and Jim from People Unlimited. You can reach them. Can you give us the website, Jim? Can you just give us the website so people can go there
now
if they want to?
www. www.peopleunlimitedinc.com.
Great. peopleunlimitedinc.com. So for anybody listening,
yes,
if you want to check out these immortal beings right at the moment as we take the station break, you can do that. And we'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned. We're going to break for commercial. I, Lori Handler, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India, November 19th to December 1st, 2008. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience Jaipur, the pink city, and visit the sacred lake of Pushkar. Then, at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. You'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment, and then you'll explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples of Khajuraho. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paraganj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note that no previous experience with tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India. And I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Lori at butterflyworkshops.com or write to her at
Beloved one, you set me free. Beloved one, you set me free. Like falling
everybody, this is Lori Handlers again with Tantra Cafe on VBSRadio.com. And you just heard the song Beloved One by Chris James. And I use that song in my Tantra workshops. I use it in a puja setting where people do eye gazing and they're actually really moved by each other. And I played that song tonight, Beloved One, because I wanted to dedicate it to Bernie, Chuck, and Jim, because, and as you heard the words, Beloved One, you set me free, I was born to love you. And I picked that song tonight because that's the way I feel about all three of them, Bernie, Chuck, and Jim. I feel like I met them and I was born to meet them, and I was longing for the conversation about physical immortality in my whole being and in my body, and I didn't know it. I didn't know it until I just stumbled upon meeting them in New York City in April. And since that time, I've been in regular communication with them. And, you know, I can now declare to you all that I am physically immortal. I'm learning how to be it more and more in my body by being with them and listening to their sound. So before we broke, we were talking about scientific evidence. And, Chuck, I think you have something that you want to say about that. And, Bernie, I want you, when Chuck finishes, I want you to come in and talk about the sound, like why the sound of our voices is so important to each other. Okay. So, Chuck, want to say something about the science?
Yes. Thank you, Lori. Just hearing you speak from your heart concerning us touched me very deeply. Thank you.
Yeah, there's much happening in the scientific community. There's a Dr. Robert Butler who's in out of Baltimore, the Immortal Clinic there that they have. They're doing much research in the field of studying the aging process, gerontology, you know, and life extension and longevity. 2 years ago, we did the Larry King show, and afterwards, we received a call from a scientist who expressed that he just wanted to call, and wasn't calling to criticize us. He was calling to thank us for what we were doing. He said, we in the scientific community, we know what we are discovering in the laboratory, that physical immortality is the next one of the next steps for humankind. But he says, we have a problem in that the social conditioning is such that the government, everything, even to get funding for the research in this is very difficult. Even for life extension and longevity, the research that they are doing in those fields, because there's such a deathless mentality that it's hard to get funding. And he says, what I see that it is happening with the three of you, that you are touching the sociological structure. You're touching the very depths of the program that is from childhood, that all cultures, that it is programmed in, by the family structure, you might say, that death is inevitable. That's why in the mausoleums you have your family plot. And so that's one of the things that he was very passionate about, that we were dealing with the sociological barriers that there, and he was thankful that we were breaking those down because it will release an inflow that they can do with more rapid work that they're doing from the scientific community.
Well, you know, you're touching the politics now, Chuck, which is, I love it. I mean, you're touching the politics of the money-making, death machine, you know, like the funeral plots and the diseases and the drug industry and the coffin industry and the, you know, the insurance agencies and the lawyers who write wills. You're touching on the whole, you're talking about the whole money making machine here.
That's
pro
right.
Death because they can keep us in fear.
That's right.
You know.
Right on.
That's amazing, amazing stuff. Yeah, I like the politic of it. I like dealing with that. I like dealing with Tantra for that reason, because Tantra brings sex out of the closet and makes people who have been afraid or guilty or ashamed of sex, ashamed to have a body. Like I always say to people, if we weren't supposed to have a body and it enclosed by its biggest organ is skin, the thing that feels pleasure, we would have been born in some kind of a capsule. You know, some metal machine or something. If we weren't supposed to feel and feel ourselves and feel pleasure, then we wouldn't be born enclosed in the biggest organ for senses. So, and that's
so
political. That's political. So I like where
right
you're
on.
Going with this.
Well, there's so much devaluation of the body, so much fear, like you said, and so... you know, people not really feeling the body some basic substance, like there's a entity or a spirit that the body houses that's better and more important than the body itself. And where we come from is that the body, mind, soul, it's all one. There's no energy coming out of you if you're not alive. There's no spirit. There's no intellect. You've got to have your body to have all these things. And when the body's functioning as one and as a whole entity, a whole creation, that's where the real life is. That's where the health is. That's where the body can continuously renew itself, like I was speaking about, and the immune system works at its full potential.
Well, the other thing you said is that, you know, if you don't have your body, I mean, we need to say this over and over again. If you don't have your body, then the mind's not there to even think these things, like that there's some entity inside the body that's better or that will outlive the body. How could we even think this if we didn't have a body?
Exactly. That's Yeah, it's so important to start loving yourself. Your body is you. You are your body. But this ends the duality, too, that's gone on, and people are so strong, and these split personalities. And we're talking about living, being physically immortal means bringing one personality to a deathless personality, ending the split, and really becomes powerful because, you know, people have so many different personalities and have a tendency to go off in so many directions, and there's no real focus of living. Well, immortality creates a fantastic focus of living, and that's needed to really create a deathless life. I mean, you know, we're not just talking about some intellectual identity of living forever. We're actually talking about being potent, being the potent body we're really meant to be. And to have that potency, you can't be scattered all over.
Well, I want to come back to something now. First of all, I just want to tell everyone out there who's listening, and I want to tell you three that we've been given the go-ahead. Normally, the show would end in about a minute, but we've been given the go-ahead. There's no show scheduled after us tonight. So we've been given the go-ahead to go longer if we want. We can go as long as we want.
Okay.
And so I don't know that we'll go all night, but although that sounds very, it sounds very tantric. But I want to come back, Bernie. I'd like you really to speak about the sound. And I need you to speak up a little because I'm not sure the listeners were able to hear you before. But what does it mean when we say, oh, I hear your sound? I want your sound, like we're together in a community, the sound of things. Please tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, it's like every individual is different, and each individual is so vital. And there is a sound of the physical body that is very loud and clear. You don't even have to use your voice with it, actually. There's a body language that speak so loud and clear who you are. I do feel, though, that it is good to hear from other people other than just myself. It's good that I'm here and that I speak for us, but there is something about the sound of our voice that penetrates the flesh. It absolutely goes into the deep of one another, and by way of that, there is the experiencing of being able to walk free of so many things that would take us to death. I'm finding that more and more. It's different people have spoken to me. There's a sound of our bodies that has caused me to be able to go past whatever I was going through in my person, if it be depression or some kind of physical illness or whatever, we can absolutely touch each other with the sound of our bodies. If it's by speaking or by a touch, that we penetrate the body in a way that brings an end to that which would destroy us. And, I don't know if that's touching what you were really wanting to be touched, but.
Yeah, that's great.
That's okay
great.
Me.
And that is reminiscent to me of you saying that, you know, we can outlive our depression. We will outlive our conditions, our cold, the flu, a disagreement with somebody.
Right.
I've heard you say, Bernie, that, you know, if we stay in communication and we let people know that we're going to be with them forever, we will outlive all the conditions that seem to take people in the other direction.
Yes, because, see, death is an intelligence, and it's within the physical body, and we're all having to walk free of that intelligence because we were all born into a death-oriented bloodline. I mean, our families, everybody, you know, has believed that death was our end. Of course it is, you know. And so we're having to be louder. We're having to be louder than death. And it's a very loud sound. We all hear it. We can all hear it in our bodies. We come face-to-face with it. It's real. but there is also the sound of being physically immortal that is penetrating our bodies now that we're feeling, you know, a freedom from that. It's just huge. It's great. And so I'm really experiencing that. It's just marvelous. And I'm here to walk with any person. You know, I say, you know, we may experience different things as we go along and as we expand and as we enlarge ourselves, but we might have different things that happen, flu, sickness, whatever. But the thing is that we're experiencing now, our bodies are getting stronger and we're able to outlive that.
Yeah.
We're outliving it. We're outliving death. I like to say we're outliving death. It's a disease, and we're outliving that disease.
Well, you know, I heard when I was out there with you last week in Arizona, I forgot what maybe it was at, it was one of the gatherings, you know, somebody said to me, well, now you know that Ted Kennedy has cancer, they're going to find a cure for cancer this year because it's a Kennedy that's being affected by this. And I thought, you know what? That's quite possibly true. You know, like we're finding ways to clone things. We're finding cures for things. And it has been very political up until now that they haven't found cures. But maybe that, you know, that a Kennedy is so ill, people have some sentimental feelings about that, and some doctors are going to find the cure. We are going to outlive that type of death and everything else. You know, it's really what Chuck said. It's a matter of time and then breaking past the barriers of the sociology that doesn't allow the funding.
Yeah,
I want to say that this chat, the sound, there is a difference in sound that's coming from an immortal body.
Mm-hmm.
There is a penetration that takes place. And it's like there is an intensity, and I'm sure you can speak for yourself in that, of having experienced that with us, Lori. There is an intensity that we move from. It's not something that we create or whatever. It's a spontaneous movement. And what I wanted to say in that, the loudness or the sound, I want to keep it on sound, is that there is an intelligence of death does not want the sound of life to be heard. You stop and think about it. When people go to awake or to honor the dead, there's such a silence, there's such a hush. It's as though there's a fear that you're going to wake the dead up. And I have to laugh at this. I wish they would wake up. But it's the walking dead that need to wake up. But the walking dead find an agreement in that silence. And so there's an element that would like to keep us silent. I'm not speaking about physical immortality.
Right,
because there's deep in that. And it rocks the boat. It shakes the very foundation of flesh itself that has carried the agreement that death is inevitable.
You know, Chuck, well, you know, all of you and everyone listening, all the listeners out there. By the way, in case you've just tuned in, you've tuned into Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. We're going over our broadcasting time because we have so much to say about life here. Chuck, you know, the second time, that you came to New York, the first time when I saw all three of you, but it was when Jeff, Bernie, and Jim were there, one of the meetings we were in, someone said, I don't know which one of you said it, that if we look at fear, underneath all fear, you know, fear of flying, fear of speaking in front of groups, fear of commitment, fear, whatever the fears are, if we look at all the fears, underneath all the fear is the fear of death. And if we could just deal with that, if we could just, like, put that one to rest, there would be no fear. And my experience of you three, plus my experience of your whole entire community, which is now my community, the whole, you know, whatever we were, 250 people from all over the world, my experience of everyone there was, like, literally they have no fear. They look in my eyes. They touch me. They speak their truth. They say things that make a difference to me rather than talking about some BS that has nothing to do with anything. Nobody there talked to me about the weather, really. Nobody there talked to me about sports, football or baseball or what team I was watching or rooting for. Nobody there talked to me about the stock market. Or they talked to me about me and them. Like you talk to me about me and you, about being alive, which is really the only conversation I want to be having now. And that has to do with what you're talking about. The sound that penetrates the flesh is about living. And, you know, Freud talked about that death. He talked about the fear of death, and he talked about the death wish. And I think what you're really saying, like in plain as can be English, is we've got to eliminate the death wish, the death urge, conscious and unconscious, from our mind, from our lips, from our body, from every aspect, from our body, mind, and spirit. We have to eliminate what Freud called the return to the quiescence, which is like death. You know, I feel like that's it puts it so plain and simple. Now, listen, everybody, I got to let you know that Sue is on line 3 with a comment. I don't know who Sue is, but I'm going to welcome Sue in, and we're going to find out what she has to say to us. Are you there, Sue?
Yes, I am, Lori. I just wanted to thank you for being the host to these three people. They are fantastic, and you are too. And I just wanted to
Is this Sue from Connecticut? Are you Sue from Connecticut?
No, I'm not. I'm Sue from Arizona.
Oh, great. Hi, Sue from Arizona.
Hi, Lori.
Thanks for having Thank you for coming on to the show and saying that. Is there anything you want them to say that they haven't expressed yet?
Well, I just met you last week, and I am so impressed with the way that you host the show. And I've known Brian and Charles and Jim for 42 years. And I can say that they're ever-changing, they're ever-living, and they're alive all the time. And they are the most wonderful people in this world that I have ever met. Of course, there's many of us here, but they do something special for me.
Yes, they do. I'm sure that's true. I know that's true, me too. Well, Sue, I'm so glad that you called in to give us all some support and give us your sound.
It is important that we do give our sound to one another.
Yes. Well, that's exactly why the reason for community. Thank you so much.
And I want to thank Chuck, Bernie, and Jim for coming on your show.
Well, thanks.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Sue.
Yeah,
you're
thanks.
Welcome.
Let me just say something about you all. You know, like when Sue says that she's been with you for 42 years, you know, that's saying something. That's really saying something. Like you didn't just start out 2 minutes ago with a conversation. It's a new conversation on Earth, and the three of you have been willing to risk everything to be having this conversation for this long of a time and traveling all over the world having the conversation. To me, that's amazing. That's so courageous, and it's so necessary.
Yeah, thank you, Lori. This is Jim. I want to say something about that because, you know, when you really go for your life and honor yourself, your body in that way, everything is added unto you. You know, you create, you're excited then, you're not just, looking for a rainy day, you're not just waking up and thinking, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do today. Like Bernie said, you're not in that retirement mode. Every day is exciting. So you're automatically creating prosperity around you, you're creating other in-depth people, it's fantastic. And as, you're talking about, you know, maybe in the fear of death. I think more than anything that what we do together is focus so on living. And sure, we talk about all the things of how terrible dying is, and, you know, we have a total open forum to speak on anything.
But we're so focused on living, it's like we dispel death. It's just like we begin to just pass it away because we're so focused on creating a great living for ourselves and one another and a deathless life that pretty soon we're not even thinking anymore. That the fear of death begins to leave your body. And I think that's a really important thing for everybody who might be listening to really get in touch with. That's what we're about, is focusing on a deathless life. Now, some people say to us, they say, wow, you guys are speaking about immortality because you're just afraid that you're going to die. Well, I think there's more fear in people of being alive than there is being than dying. And although people fear death, you know, they're so anesthetized to it, they're so asleep in it, that they accept it and they think it's inevitable, so they accept it. So there's more fear around being totally alive, not suppressing yourself anymore, not suppressing yourself in any way. You know, abandoning yourself to being alive. And a lot of people are afraid of that because they think, well, it might be too much for somebody else, and it might, you know, your parents maybe told you at a young age, you know, turn it down, you know, put a lid on it, you're being too much. So we've been told that all of our life, that being alive is too much. Well, the reality is that being alive, being totally alive is not too much. It's exactly what we need. In fact, we need to get more alive all the time. We need to turn up the volume of our life. This is why we're intense the way we are. And you speak about sound. We speak of sound that we feel penetrates past the depth consciousness, penetrates past the intellect into the cellular structure of the body, into the DNA. Because that's where the wake-up has to happen, in the nervous system, a wake-up to really living. A lot of people might be hearing this right now. They'll hear what we say, and they'll like it, but they're still asleep in their bodies. They still have a slumber of death. And what we want to do is wake them up, stir them in their nervous system to go, wow, there is something other just than death. There is something better maybe out there for me. I don't just have to think about maybe a life after death that's better. Because, you know, the reality is that none of us know. Life after death has never been proved. We don't know that for sure. I personally don't think there's any life after death. I think people created the story about a life after death to make death more acceptable because it was such a painful thing. I think there's stories. But for me personally, I feel like even if there was a life after death, I'd rather live a life now that I'm living. I'd rather create in this world everything that I really desire, not be asleep, not be live an unconscious life thinking that when I die, well, I'm going to have a better life. I want to make this life better. And the reality is, we're finding out we can make it better every day. I mean, we're just finding out what people who really want to do that, my gosh, it's unbelievable what can happen. I had a guy tell me yesterday who just woke up recently to be physically immortal, and he said that about 14 years ago, he had a quadruple bypass. And then, about a year ago, he met one of our people and who started talking to him about physical mortality. And he got involved, with us. And at the time he had that, after he had his bypass, then he went to the doctor, and his heart was only working at 30% capacity, efficiency. And now he went back to the same doctor, and the doctor did a test on him, and his heart is working at 40% efficiency. And the doctor said, this is unheard of. He said, you never see an increase like that. If anything, it decreases. So after waking to physical mortality, his efficiency of his heart increased 10%. And we see this happening all the time, the efficiency of our bodies increasing.
Well, Jim, you know, there's a I once had this live cell test. I have to say there's someone on the line, too, so we're going to come back in a second, and soon we'll end the show, but I'm going to invite you back. So there's a lot to cover here, but I once had a live cell test under a microscope when I recently had fallen in love. And the guy who was doing the cell test said, oh, are you in love? I said, why? Uh-huh. He said, because you have all these T cells forming that are like, you know, they're like the inhibitor. They like keep disease back. Like when you're in love, it's very difficult. When you fall madly, you know, in love in the first moments of that, you know, while the honeymoon is still on, it's very difficult to contract a cold or disease or the flu or anything like that because you're producing such immune system in your body. And
exactly.
So I truly believe, like when we go back to that scientific stuff we were talking about before with Chuck, I truly believe that if we're falling so in love with the idea of life, we're producing those same cells in the body that are forming immune systems beyond compare against disease, against all these things, and strengthening everything, like what you're just saying about this person.
Yeah.
Like
reversing their condition. Yeah, we're falling so in love with each other. You know,
yes.
That's what the microphone
yes.
is about. And
yes.
our love isn't just contained in one person. So can you imagine the multiples we'll deal with and the multiplying of those
right.
cells, the multiplying of the immune system?
I can't imagine. Listen,
you're
I
already
think
feeling it. You're
either Christy, I don't know if it's Christy or Christina from Scottsdale is on line 3. Let's, is she there? Are you there?
Who yes, is it? I'm here. It's Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Lori.
Hi,
Chuck, Jim, and Bernie. Hi, Lori. I just want to congratulate you for doing this wonderful show. I'm just so impressed with you. And I'm impressed with Chuck, Jim, and Bernie. I just quickly want to tell your listeners that I've been with Chuck, Jim, and Bernie for 20 years, like almost 20 years now. And while Chuck, Jim, and Bernie were traveling around the world, they found me in Belgium. And I totally left my life in Belgium, and I moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, to be with Chuck, Jim, and Bernie on a constant basis. It's the best decision I ever took in my life. It's more than a decision. It's my life. It's who I am. I had to do it. There was in fact no other choice for me. And now with them, with their impact on my life, their impact on my life is enormous. And I have the best and the most joyous life that I could ever have imagined. So I really thank you for putting Chuck, Jim, and Bernie out there and giving people an opportunity to listen to them. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chuck, Jim, and Bernie.
What a great testimony. Hey, we have somebody
yeah.
else calling in now. I have to say, you know, everybody, I just got to manage this. We have Sari on the line. Who's on?
Hi, it's Bill Cyril.
Bill. Good, Bill, ask away. Bill from Boston.
All right. I just want to say how inspiring it is to hear you and your guests speak. And I just wanted to put my two cents in to enlarge the vision. I think that cancer already can be beaten. It's not just science. There's a whole new level of science coming in, a whole new level of healing coming in that works in astounding fashion. My 18-year-old son has a website in which he demonstrated in a laboratory how he could kill neuroblastoma cells at a distance. And it wasn't just killing them. He turned the cells normal, and the cells killed themselves as part of the natural regulatory process that eliminates cancer from the body.
Yeah,
and
can I just stop you for a second? That's exactly what they talk about. That's exactly
yeah.
what they talk about, like the new cells coming in and taking over those old program cells. So keep going.
That's right. So it's through intention, through vibration, through choice, through mind-body effect, we can heal ourselves completely. And if this idea sounds very much in harmony with what your guests have been talking about, it's an attitude shift that happens first, and it can penetrate every cell of the body. And I've witnessed remarkable healings. I've seen a breast tumor disappear in 10 minutes at one healing group in particular. And this is an area I've been doing research in myself, and I'm fascinated by the potentials for mind-body medicine, for medicine driven by the intention to be well. And
yeah.
to take it one step, you know, to
so
take it one step
them.
Further.
You're stirring Bernie, Jim, and Chuck. That's what they call it, stirring,
yeah, that
stirring them.
That intention.
Well, it's exciting to hear from you. You know, it really is. What you're doing, what you're feeling, it's huge. It's great. I love it.
Thank you so much. It's, you know, I had a vision 22 years ago that I would be moving to Arizona to start a research institute in science and spirituality, and this is a big part of it. So it could happen sometime soon. I'm also working in the field of anti-aging medicine, so this is totally compatible with what I feel. But what most inspires me is not just letting go of death, it's embracing life. And that
exactly.
What you're talking about and the community that you have described is an awesome vision. It's
mm-hmm.
what I would like to be a part of. And I thank you for having done this incredible work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, well, we'd love to you be a part of it. So anytime you want to come out, of course, we're coming to New York. I think Lori mentioned here in October for an event there.
Well, Bill already has it on his calendar, Jim. I already told
right.
him the date, so he has it on his calendar to come to New York to meet you.
Great. Well, what you said, Bill, about intention is so powerful.
It is.
Because it's like what we were talking about earlier about our sound. There's people who, with intention, use their words to hurt people. And it affects people in a destructive way. But the sound of the human voice is so powerful. And when we use it for the intention of bettering each other, for that,
yeah.
the definite intention, it's amazing what we see happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so glad the work you're doing, and you're an amazing person.
Well, thank you so
Beautiful.
Much. It's an honor to have made contact with you all and to see you sometime. I'll see you in October anyway.
Okay.
Great.
Excellent.
So, thank you so much, Lori. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for listening in and getting on the show tonight and putting your two cents in, because your two cents is great.
For sure. It's priceless.
All right. Good night,
so,
everybody.
Listen, now that he's led us to the segue for the events, let's talk a little bit. Let's tell people, again, how to get in touch with you, because we do have to wrap up. Unfortunately, when the show re-airs on Sunday, this whole portion is not going to be on because we're going over.
Oh.
So, if you're all listening and you just wondered what happened, I don't know. We just lost all power. I lost power in my internet. I lost power in my phone. And so this is Laurie on Tantra Cafe, and I was with my guests, Jim, Bernie, and Chuck from People Unlimited, and you can reach them at www.peopleunlimitedinc.com, and you can find out more about them. I'm going to invite them back to my show so that we can have another round on this immortality, aliveness stuff, because it's way more than stuff. It's critical. It's like running for our lives, running away from death. I am so pleased to have had them on my show. I'm so pleased to all of you listeners out there who listen to the show. I'm thrilled to have Eve's Garden back as my sponsor. I thank you, John, from Eve's Garden, for coming back. And I want to let you know how to get in touch with me, and I'm going to sign off. You can reach me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. My website is butterflyworkshops.com. You can call me, write me, email me anytime for who you'd like to hear and see on my show. Please know that I will invite Jim, Bernie, and Chuck back onto my show. I love them. I love being physically immortal, and there will be more to come about this subject. I'm signing off now, and I thank you so much, Seth, my technician, my engineer, and I'll see you next week.